Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Round 3 Waffle Podcast. Joined in the studio today by Steph and Stu.
Sam, how are you?
Mate, very well today, very well today. It was quite a good round of waffle footy on the weekend. Three very tight games, and Subiaco again decided to absolutely blow their opponents out of the park.
To say the least.
Yeah. Well, it's becoming all too common there. Their percentage is up to 254, which is a bit ridiculous after three rounds.
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous. So, yeah,
Safe to say they're number one on the ladder.
I would say they're number one on the ladder, Steph. And I would say they will probably stay there most of the season.
Well, I mean, we hypothesised last week that it might be close between them and Swans, but we got that
completely wrong.
Completely wrong.
Swan Districts just didn't really turn up, and we said last week on the podcast it'll be interesting to see how Swan Districts actually play against Subi, given they had such a good start.
And we said it would give us a better picture of where they're at.
And I think we now know.
It has given us a better picture.
Exactly right.
So we know where they're at, and it's nowhere near Subiaco.
Exactly. So, yeah, just a quick sum up of the round of football. So obviously, Subi are now the clear favourites and have shot clear on top of the ladder after a 96-point demolition of the Swan Districts. And obviously, Claremont opened its account as well in a tight win over East Freo. But the first two matches both took place on Saturday, and Subi beat the Swan Districts, as I said, 21-14, 140-6-8-44. So a serious drubbing. And Claremont also defeated East Freo on Saturday, 12-11-83-11-13-79.
After the siren
winner, I believe, from KFU. Sam, is that correct?
That is correct.
So a thriller there. And on Sunday, South Freo beat West Perth 15-6-96. To 13-10-88, so a tight 8-point victory, and Perth held on to beat Peel 12-13.
Everyone has a win now.
Everyone does, exactly. So yeah, Perth beat Peel 12-13-85 to 11-13-79. So three tight ones and one blowout.
Steph, you had a closer look at the Peel and Perth game. Do you want to sum that one up for us?
Sure. So it was a massive win for Perth, their first win of the season, and also breaking their 9-game losing streak against Peel Thunder. It was a second loss in a row for Peel, the reigning premiers of the past two waffle seasons, so not a great game for them. It was a pretty exciting final term. Perth had a 38-point advantage by three-quarter time, but Peel took it home with the only 5 goals of the last quarter, so it was getting quite close, but the Demons just managed to hold on to win by 6 points.
Led brilliantly by Clinton Jones, excellent Kilda man, with 35 touches there, Steph.
That is right. He was absolutely instrumental. Michael Sinclair had 32 of his own, Corey Yeo 23, and Matthew Taylor 21. And Corey Leggett was best on ground with 30 touches, 10 tackles, and 6 marks.
Mr. Leggett, the man with the longest leg in football. He needs to get over to America quick smart.
So, interesting. Their Peel Thunder, I guess, without Sean Darcy going down, struggled, you could say. So, again, it'll be interesting. We'll have to monitor that and see how they perform without a big ruckman like Sean Darcy, who is a good player and whatnot. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out the rest of the year.
Well, Peel has a bye this weekend, so I'm sure they'll be thankful for that extra recovery time after that loss.
Beautiful. Leroy Jetta kicked 3 goals in that game as well, so he's playing really well back in the waffle. Shane Kirsten kicked the one, so we'll probably need to pick up his form if he wants to get back in the Freo side. Ben Howlett again turned it on, ex-Essendon man, 33 touches and 10 tackles. So
he's, and 5 marks.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. He does the 1% as well. His tackle count's always high. He's a very good player. A handy addition. Stu, you had a look at the Subi and Swans game. Not a lot of interest in this one after the quarter time break, really.
Exactly. So it was a top of the table clash at Leadville Oval, and the two teams were the last two undefeated sides in the competition over the first two rounds. But yeah, a 96-point drubbing from Subi to Swan Districts. really puts Swan Districts in their place and sort of really cements Subi in their place where they are this season.
Well, Swans clearly came out strong. They're 5-2, led 3-3 at quarter time, and then they've kicked 1-6 for the remainder of the game, which isn't not a great look.
Not at all. So Brad Stevenson and Ben Sokol kicked 4 each for Subi, with Rowan Power booting 3 and Cole Halligan 2. So Ben Sokol started the season real well for Subi. Chris Phelan had 32, Josh DeLuca 31, Kyle Horsley 27, Lee Kitchen had 26. And for Swan District, Reece Palmer kicked 2 goals to go with his 20 touches. So he started the season well, with Adam Faulkner picking up 21 touches as well. So yeah, a bit of a drubbing. Yeah, Subi just really, really piled
it on. It's just ridiculous. They've kicked 29 goals, 18 goals, and 21 goals to start the year. It's just an absolute attacking onslaught every time they come out to play.
Their first three victories have been by 96 points, 118 points, and 58 points. So no one is getting close. So it'll be interesting to see this week with Claremont on Thursday night, how that one shapes up. So yeah, Sammy, what did you have a look at?
Well, I looked close at the Claremont East Freo game, which is obviously a much tighter affair. That was at Claremont Oval. Claremont obviously got the chocolates. They led at three-quarter time, were headed. East Freo took the lead late in the last quarter. And as we mentioned, in off the top, key for you, gold after the siren, after a free kick. And Claremont won by 4 points. The Sharks are now 1-2, having lost to Peel and Claremont, but they did beat last year's Wooden Spooners Perth. For Claremont, Alex Manuel was excellent. He kicked 4, ex-Saint and Crow. Tom Lee kicked 2. Ryan Lim had 28 touches. Jai Bolton, an absolute ball magnet, continues to win a lot of the Peel. He had 28 touches. Morgan Davies had 25 and Jared Hardesty 25. For East Freo, Jack Perham booted 4. Nick Comer kicked 2 and Jared Jansen kicked 2. It was an entertaining game to watch. It was close throughout the entire day. East Freo led at halftime by just over 3 goals, but Claremont had a big third quarter. We're up by 3 points at three quarter time. And as I said, they were headed again by East Freo in that last quarter, but did enough to get the win, and that was their first win of the season, leaving every side in the comp now has one win, which is it's looking quite tight, apart from Subi at the top, really.
Mm. Claremont Tigers did that one as well without their star player Kane Mitchell, who they lost to a left leg injury in the second term. So, big win for them.
Kane Mitchell back in the waffle after his exploits with Port Adelaide over the past few years as well.
Mm.
But interesting, Ryan Lim and Jared Hardesty are both young players there for Claremont, so that bodes really well for them going forward. They've got such young guys performing so well.
On Sunday, South Freo beat West Perth in what was possibly the most exciting game of the weekend.
Possibly. Steph, 7 lead changes.
15-6, 96-13, 10-88. Stu, what'd you think?
Yes, well, as Sam said, there were 7 lead changes throughout in the second half alone. But South Freo kicked the last 3 goals of the game to wrap up the win and make it 7 straight wins over the West Perth's Falcons. So, yeah, Sandover medalist Hayden Schloyth kicked 4 goals to go with his 28 touches. So, if you're going to get thinking of going back-to-back Sandover medalist bets, he could be a good option. Gamble responsibly.
Well, I know Paul Hazelby has been championing Hayden Schloyth, yet picked up by an AFL club, like Tim Kelly with the Cats this year. Just on that, also for the Bulldogs, Shane Hockey had 29 touches. The ex-Docker Nick Subin, 22, and Ryan Cook, 22. Ben Saunders and Ashton Hams kicked 3 goals each. And for the Falcons, Shane Nelson had a massive 41 touches. Aaron Black, 32. The ex-Eagle, Andrew Strike, had 25. Jay Van Berlo and Rudy Riggett each kicked 2 goals in what was a very entertaining match.
Ashton Hams used to play for Eagles too.
He did. And you mentioned that Paul Hazelby's been saying that Hayden Schloyth should get picked up by an AFL club. Freo had him once upon a time back in the day, 2013, around then, and they got rid of him. So
maybe time for a comeback.
Yeah. Let's hope Freo haven't let a diamond in the rough slip by.
Again. Well, this weekend, there are some big games on the calendar. Thursday night, Subiaco take on Claremont at Leederville Oval. On Saturday, Perth take on East Perth at their home at Lathlane Park. Saturday afternoon sees the Swans take on the Falcons. And finally, East Freo will play South Freo in the Derby with Peel to have a bye this weekend.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business.
Steph, give us your tips for round four of the WAFL season.
All right, I've got Subiaco over Claremont. Perth for another win, this time over East Perth. Swan Districts to come back fighting from the past weekend's huge loss and take the win over West Perth. And I'm going to round it off with another home team win, East Freo over South Freo for the Derby.
There you have it. Superstar Steph Baumgartel's tips for round four. Stewie Marshall, who have you got?
Mate, I think I'm going to go for the upset and for the first game of the round. So Thursday night, Claremont will beat Subiaco at Leaderville Oval.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Of all the upsets to tip, you're tipping the Tigers to upset the Lions at home.
I'm tipping it.
Well, if you're right, you're a clairvoyant.
I'm tipping that. But yeah, moving on to the next match, I'm going to tip Perth over East Perth at Lath Lane Park. And then I'll tip Swan Districts to rebound this weekend against the West Perth Falcons at the Steel Blue Oval. And finally, I'm going to go South Freo for the away win against East Freo at East Freo Oval in the Fremantle Derby. Sam.
There you have it. Stewie Marshall tipping what will be the biggest upset of the season. We'll look forward to next week's podcast when we can update you on how that pans out for him. I will go with the Lions over the Tigers on Thursday night at Leaderville Oval. I think the Lions will win by more than 10 goals again. The Royals to take care of the Demons at home on Saturday. The Swans to bounce back from their absolute annihilation at the hands of Subi on the weekend. They'll beat the Falcons at Steel Blue Oval out in Bassendean, and I think the Bulldogs will take care of the Sharks. Shark Park.